get ready for another hysterical hour of the show. Why? Because he is back. Jackie the Joke Man Martling in studio. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest once again in studio this hour is Jackie the Joke Man Martling, the one, the only Jackie the Joke Man. Jackie was with us last week. He is hysterical. We're going to talk more about his career, talk more about comedy and where it's going, and just talk all things Jackie. He is terrific. He's here again for an entire hour, and I am thrilled. We start things off this hour with summertime. Yes, we are right there. These are the dog days of summer. We're almost out of it. You can kind of see Labor Day on the horizon. You know the kids are going back to school soon in some places of the country, right? They've already gone back? To me, that's weird. But anyway, where I live, they go back right after Labor Day, as it should be. So you're trying to get as much summertime stuff done to enjoy, try to enjoy, before the kids go off and you go off into your fall schedules. So you decide you're going to take the family to the beach for the day. And that's what I decided to do last weekend. So me, my wife, my 13-year-old son, we pack up a picnic lunch, we throw the beach chairs in the car, and we head down to the Jersey Shore. Now, the Jersey Shore has hundreds of towns, and they all have different rules and regulations and costs. Yes, you pay to get on the beach most places in New Jersey. So we're driving along, we get off the main road that takes you down towards the Jersey Shore, and I see that it's mobbed. It's a beautiful day, it's Sunday morning, it's, what was it, like 85 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and everybody came down because the day before, it rained. So everybody's coming down to make a weekend out of one day. So I'm driving into this town. The town is called Ocean Grove. Beautiful little town, old Victorian houses. Ah, this is very nice, this is going to be beautiful. So I see a parking lot, beach parking here. All right, I know it's going to cost me money, but I don't know if I'm like dragging this stuff for 8, 9, 10 blocks. Let's just do it. So we pull into this little lot, and there's this girl, and she's standing there, and she says, okay, that'll be $8 a person. $8 a person? To park the car? No, this is for the beach. Oh, that's terrific. So I get the car parking, and I get the beach pass from you at the same time, and I don't have to worry about anything else. That's right. Great. Here's $25. Thank you for my single back. She gives me the three little things that look like hospital patient bands, you know, that you wear when you're infirmed or whatever. Allows us to get on the beach, so we park the car. It is at this point, keep this in mind, 9:35 on a Sunday morning, okay? 9:35, we park the car, get all the stuff out of the car, and trudge on over to the beach, onto the boardwalk, to the entrance to the beach, and I see the beach is closed. That's right. In Ocean Grove, the beach doesn't open until 12 noon on Sunday because the entire community is some religious conclave of some sort. I don't even know what it Methodist, Episcopal, Catholic, Jewish, I don't know. But all I know is I want to go on the beach. I don't care. You cannot get onto the beach until 12 noon. This is 2016, and we still have rules like this. I look over to my right, and I see about maybe three blocks down, I see hundreds of people on the beach. I look all the way down to the left, and I see people on the beach there. Those are different towns. Sorry, different rules. So either now I'm going to just eat the $24 and assume I just paid $24 to park the damn car, or I'm just going to wait it out. So my wife says I don't want to waste any more money. I kind of agree with her. So we have to schlep, put all the stuff back in the car, and we're walking around this town in 92-degree heat, visiting these little kitschy antique stores, these little emporiums. They all sell the same thing. They all sell this ridiculously expensive clothing that no one is going to buy. You go to the beach, you stink. You smell, you're sweaty. You want to try on stuff you're going to spend $100 for? No. So we trudged around, almost had, I would imagine, heat stroke. All three of us felt that way, and we're finally able to get on the beach almost 2.5 hours after we got there. And if that doesn't drive you away from religion, I don't know what will. Stay with us, Jackie the Joke Man Martling, in studio next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.